Les Miserables by Victor Hugo. Copyright Burlington Books 2014. Chapter 1. Freed but not free. On a cold winter morning in October 1815, in a prison near the French town of Digne, Police Inspector Javert was ready to release convict number 29714 after 19 years in prison. The prisoner was tall, with strong muscles, a red beard and long red hair. He stood near the prison gates in handcuffs, his eyes staring down with no expression. "So, you're getting out today, number 29714, said Inspector Javert as he unlocked the prisoner's handcuffs. The prisoner did not reply. He started to walk towards the exit gate to freedom. But Inspector Javert caught his arm and said to him in a low whisper, "I'm sure you'll be back soon, Jean Valjean. Once a criminal, always a criminal. It's just a question of time." Later that afternoon, in Digne, Jean Valjean was walking down a busy street. He looked just like another man in the crowd, but he wasn't like any other man on the street that day. If you looked closely, you could see that he was walking around with no specific direction, looking left and right like someone lost. And in a way, he was. He had nowhere to go, nothing to do, and nobody to do it with. Jean stopped by a sign, which said Rosie's Inn. He knocked on the door, and a young servant opened it.
"Good afternoon," said Jean, in a voice that sounded savage. He continued, trying to speak more gently. "Have you got a room?"
"Who's asking, sir?" said the maid.
Jean hesitated. He had almost forgotten his name. He had been number 29714 for so long. Now, for the first time in 19 years, Jean said his name, and it sounded alien to him. "My name is Jean Valjean."
"Can I see your papers, please?" asked the young girl.
"I haven't got them with me," Jean answered. "But I've got money, and I can pay you."
"Then I'm sorry, sir. We can't let you stay."
"Here, take the damn papers,"
Valjean interrupted as he took some yellow papers out of his pocket and threw them into the girl's hands. The girl paused when she saw the yellow papers. Yellow papers were only given to ex-convicts, a sign of warning to everyone else. By law, all ex-convicts had to present these papers.
"Wait here,"
she started to say, but Jean Valjean pulled the papers back angrily because he had recognized the expression on her face.
"Don't bother. I can see you've already made your decision, just like the rest of them."
He turned and walked away. This was the seventh inn he had tried that day, and everyone had rejected him. Nobody wanted to rent a room to an ex-convict. Although Jean was out of prison, he was far from free, and the yellow papers in his hands were like chains around his ankles. As he stepped back into the street, it started to rain. Jean tasted the raindrops on his dry lips gratefully. It was his first drink of water that day. Soon his coat was completely wet and heavy with the rainwater. Although he was a strong man, his legs were tired and his body hurt. He had not eaten for 2 days, and he didn't feel well. He stood alone in the middle of the street. Everyone else had run home to escape the heavy rain. He didn't know what he was going to do next. He sat on a bench and let the rain pour down on him. An old lady walked by with her umbrella and was surprised to see a man sitting in the rain, completely wet.
"Monsieur, what are you doing here in the rain?" she asked.
"I haven't got anywhere else to go," said Jean.
The woman looked at him silently for a moment,
Her eyes were kind.
You should go to the bishop's house. He lives over there, she said, pointing to the right. He will help you.
Jeanne walked over to the bishop's house and knocked on the door. Then, not waiting for an answer, he opened it and walked in. Inside the house, the bishop and his sister, Mademoiselle Baptistine, were preparing the table for dinner. When Jeanne walked in, they looked up in surprise. Mademoiselle Baptistine was very frightened at the appearance of the fierce-looking stranger. But the bishop looked calmly at Jeanne and smiled.
Welcome, he said.
Then he saw Jeanne's wet coat and said,
My dear man, you are wet and cold. Please come and warm yourself by the fire. Sister, please bring some dry clothes for our friend.
Soon, Jeanne found himself sitting by the warm fire in dry clothes. He looked at the bishop curiously.
Don't you want to know who I am? He asked.
I know who you are, smiled the bishop. You are my brother. Come, we were just about to eat dinner, and you will join us. Sister, please put one more plate on the table for our guest.
Thank you, said Jeanne, very grateful at the thought of a meal. I can pay for the food.
My home is your home, said the bishop, patting Jeanne on the shoulder in a friendly way. Does a man have to pay to eat in his own home?
Jeanne stared at the bishop in surprise. He was not used to this type of kindness. It confused him and made him feel uncomfortable.
I'm an ex-convict, just released from prison, said Jeanne, and waited to see an expression of horror on the bishop's face.
But the bishop looked at him calmly and said, It doesn't matter where you came from. What matters is where you're going to.